Oil is down 56 cents, bean meal down $1.70. Futures into livestock are higher. Cattle futures up 65 cents, feeder cattle up 22.5, and lean hogs are 80 cents higher on the day. On the phone line to help us make sense of all this is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He, of course, is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, you have been bullish this marketplace, and I suppose sometimes it's from what level it comes back up. On the other hand, it can continue to move lower. What does your technical side tell you today?
Well, there's nothing bullish, really, in the chart. You know, we've pretty well had a technical meltdown through the month of May. We've broken through all the Fibonacci retracement levels and moving average levels, and now we're kind of back to the old benchmark levels of 50 cents on corn and $1 on beans. So we're kind of back into this 450 area on corn now, and November beans is, you know, sitting in this $12 range. August beans is basically the functional bean contract at 14. So that's kind of where we're at. Basically, the trade is trying to price in the biggest of the biggest crop that they can finally get worked into the market. Is viewed as very crop-friendly weather. The trade feels that the El Nino weather system is developing, is going to be favorable weather toward the later summer months. I mean, you're hearing Dennis Gartman out of New York, the famous newsletter writer that everybody kind of follows. I mean, he's even talking about a 15 billion bushel corn crop. So I haven't figured out what kind of yield we have to get there, but I'm sure that would be like 170 bushels per acre. So the mentality of the trade at the moment is to give this favorable weather as much bearish play as they can get while they can get it, and they're having some good success at that. On the July contracts, we still have a sizable index fund position in the July contracts. The Goldman Roll, that everybody refers to it, is going to start here Friday and go through at least a few days of next week. So everybody's kind of waiting around for that Goldman Roll to press the July contracts lower. And I think maybe after that Goldman Roll, then you might begin to see some short covering or some new buy interest come into the market. But at the moment, everybody's kind of waiting around for that index fund to basically roll out of the Julys. Cash corn movement is basically slowed to a standstill with a big decline. Soybeans is an interesting commodity. We're probably not going to find out a lot about anything in this market until we probably hit that June report. And that's going to, my guess is we're going to try out our dollar limit on the June report. I'm not too sure.
The acreage report?
Huh?
You mean the WASDE report next week or the end of the month report?
No, the stocks and acres stocks report.
Yeah.
That one's where we're probably going to try out that dollar limit on corn, or I mean on soybeans, because that's going to be a real touchy report. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, and what they're looking at is some basis levels and whatnot, that maybe the last year's soybean crop is a little larger than what USDA has printed on the balance sheet. And, of course, this is the time of year where 20 or 30 million bushels makes a big difference. And but if it comes out on the lower side and with all the export commitments that we have to make, it could be an interesting move in soybeans, you know, one way or the other. Corn's kind of the same way. A lot of people feel that USDA was low on corn acres. So even if we did lose a half a million or million and a half or whatever you want to put it up north, they kind of feel that the central and southern regions probably more than offset that. So that's kind of where the trade's at. They're still kind of in the mode that there's 400 million bushels of corn still missing out there that USDA may find on the June report. If they don't find that, then that changes the complexion also. So that's about the only thing at the moment I think that's really going to change the attitude of the market, unless we would have a shift in a weather pattern. And, of course, those can happen at any time, but at least the dominant pattern, anyway, is to be fairly active and keep rain systems moving across the Corn Belt.
Now, you've told us that the attitude of the market has not changed. How about your attitude?
Well, I haven't given, at this point, I guess I'm too late to get bearish.
Stay with it because it'll come back.
I think cyclically, I go back to my old cyclical work that I made a living on. I mean, this is the time frame in here for corn to make a 20-week cycle low, give or take a couple weeks. We're 21 weeks away from the January low. Soybeans is in a time window for 17 to 18 a week cycle low. We're about 18, 19 weeks away from the low that soybeans made in late January. So when I stack up everything, I think these first couple weeks of June are prime times for the market to find a low and then get in position for a summer rally. And that, of course, at this point would have to be driven by a change in a weather pattern and maybe some bullish numbers out of the June stocks report.
How about for the rest of the week, what do you see for tomorrow? Anything interesting?
No. We do have, I think, Infome Economics coming out with a wheat production number here later today or maybe in the next half hour or so. But I really don't see anything. I mean, I do think from a technical perspective, if you want to find a reason to be bullish, I've always noticed that after a market has had a dominant run for a month and a follow through into the next month, a lot of times the market makes highs or lows during the first 10 days of the month, and then it reverses. And that's basically what happened to us during the month of May. We had a strong April, followed through into the first 10 days or so of May, and then the market began to run out of steam and then turn lower after the crop report. I kind of think we could be doing the reverse right in here, but we got to have some kind of news to come in here to kind of find some support other than what the trade's working right now.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour.
Very well.
Thank you so much. That's Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Talks to us on the closing market report during the 2 o'clock hour each and every Thursday. And, of course, right here on the mid-morning market report during the 9 o'clock hour, just about 10 minutes till the hour of 9. You can find him online at willag.org in our agricultural programming sections.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
On the last ticks in the trade from the CME Group in Chicago today, July wheat futures at $6.08 were down 6.5 cents. For the soft Fred, July corn at 452.25, down 4. December there at 448.75, that's down 4.75. July beans at 1468.75, 13.75 cents lower. November at $12.05.75, down 11.5 cents. Bean meal down 2.50. Bean oil 57 cents lower. August live cattle futures at $140.62.5, up 45 cents. August feeders at $199.10. They're 32.5 cents higher, and lean hogs in the June at $113 even, 45 cents higher on the day. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media. Find our stations online at will.illinois.edu. Headed to a high of 78 degrees on a mostly sunny sky today. East winds, they'll just be light at 9 miles an hour. Then tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 56 degrees. varieties. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This does come to you from the University of Illinois, campus in Urbana-Champaign.